Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at aerobic exercise in the brain, and finally, a story about sugar consumption and the stress response. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 541, recorded February 26, 2016. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent study in the Journal of Physiology looked at the relationship between exercise and the brain. Aerobic exercise, such as running, has positive effects on brain structure and function, for example, adult hippocampal neurogenesis and learning. Whether high-intensity interval training, referring to alternating short bouts of very intense anaerobic exercise with recovery periods, or anaerobic resistance training, has similar effects on adult hippocampal neurogenesis is unclear. In addition, individual genetic variation in the overall response to physical exercise likely plays a part in the effects of exercise on adult hippocampal neurogenesis, but is less studied. The results of this study suggest that physical exercise promotes adult hippocampal neurogenesis most if it is aerobic and sustained, and especially when accompanied by a heightened genetic predisposition for response to physical exercise. As always, discuss all exercise-related activities with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. Looking for a good travel deal? Surf to chiropracticradio.com. Find the advertisers link to see current deals at booking.com, Planet Earth's top accommodation site, offering deals at reasonable prices for most types of properties, ranging from campsites to five-star luxury properties. Again, surf to Chiropractic Radio, access the advertiser's link, and click into the booking.com page for up-to-the-minute deals. A recent study published in Frontiers of Molecular Neuroscience looked at the relationship between sugar consumption and the stress response. Adverse early life experience is a known risk factor for psychiatric disorders. It is also known that stress influences food preference. The authors of the study were interested in exploring whether the choice of diet following early life stress exerts long-lasting molecular changes in the brain, particularly the hippocampus, a region critically involved in stress regulation and behavioral outcomes. In summary, early life stress and post-weaning sugar intake produced long-term effects on hippocampal glucocorticoid receptor and neurogenic differentiation 1 expression. Moreover, the authors found no evidence of altered promoter DNA methylation. The authors demonstrate for the first time that chronic sucrose consumption alone produces similar detrimental effects on the expression of hippocampal genes as LN exposure. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from legendary football coach Vince Lombardi. Winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.